Ganesh, Hawa, Tuxk Nusum, Salama. Thank you and welcome to Juno Afternoon. A little technical difficulties to start the day. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. The Alaska Folk Festival is in full swing, and we continue our full week of music for you here on Juno Afternoon. Today, we are going to feature Carrie Seward and the Sizz playing some original indie folk rock, and they are hailing from Fairbanks. Local artist Air Jazz is here. We check out some of his new tunes and talk about his upcoming talk, Modern Village, on Monday as part of the See Alaska Heritage Spring Lecture Series. And we have a couple of Folk Fest features from Yvonne Crumry here in the KTO newsroom. All that and more coming up this hour on Juno Afternoon from your community-supported public media station, KTOO. You can also catch us on our live stream on KTOO's YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram pages. A special programming note, join us in a live studio audience, Juno Afternoon, this Friday, April 10th. The show will feature the guest dance band from the folk festival, the Red Hots. Bring your dancing shoes and arrive by 2:45 in the studio downstairs here on KTOO. That's this Friday, April 10th. And for everything Folkfest Mainstage schedule-wise, visit akfolkfest.org. And for all the additional vibes going on this week, visit the KXLL Nightlife Guide on the homepage of KTOO.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years. With cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Emil Mackey at Country Financial, offering insurance for home, auto, and business, and life insurance to protect your family in case of death. Located in the Juno Nugget Mall. More information can be found online or by calling 907-500-7017. And on this week's Tongass Voices, perspectives from the homelands of the Occoquan and beyond. It is Alaska Folk Festival Week, an annual music festival in Juneau that started in 1975. Folkfest is completely free to attend thanks to the work of dozens and dozens of volunteers. With about 125 acts cycling through the main stage in 15-minute intervals, the success of the festival relies heavily on the swiftness of the volunteer stage crew. And that's organized by Alaska Folk Festival board members like longtime stage crew volunteer Hiram Henry.
We have probably 130, 140 volunteers for a given festival. 45 of those are stage crew people. It's a lot of herding cats, but they're all like friendly cats that are glad to be there. I'm Hiram Henry, and part of the Folk Festival board. There's 9 of us. As a kid, I grew up kind of on stage with my dad and my sister, and that was a fun thing to do. Probably, I'd say 12 years ago, I started getting pretty involved in the stage crew, and then maybe 9 years ago, started on the board. I really like stage crew. I'm still learning how to be a musician. But the stage crew was something I could do even if I wasn't a confident performer. It was fun to be part of the action of, in the trenches of what's going on. Yeah, what does the stage crew do? As soon as the current act ends, the stage crew jumps into action. They move the microphones, take down old equipment, and set up new equipment for the next act, which, again, could be 2 people singing a duet. It could be a big ensemble. It could be anything. It's different each time. It goes fast. Before you know it, 5 hours has flown by. It's also one of the best seats in the house because you're right by the stage. You get to see this rather intimate and very personal view of the performers on stage doing their thing. And the music's fabulous. I mean, the jamming and songs you didn't know before, and you walk away with a new favorite song just because somebody showed it to you. That's pretty awesome to learn. I learn more in 1 week at Folkfest about music than I do the rest of the year, I feel. People build confidence when they just jump into things. At least for the stage crew, we have veterans that have done it you know, for the past 10 years, and we have people who have never done it, and they have the guts to just step up and say, I think I could try that, and they really have a good time. And without it, this festival wouldn't happen without all the volunteers. It's so cool for me to see people realize that they're part of making it happen.
That was Hiram Henry, Alaska Folk Festival board member and longtime volunteer. You can hear live broadcasts of main stage performances every night this week on KRNN 102.7 and 103.1 FM and over at kto.org/folkfest. You are listening to community-supported Juno Afternoon on KTOO 104.3 Juno, 91.7 Juno Ok Bay, and online at kto.org. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. Folk Fest rolls on, and we have more music for you today. Carrie Seward and the Sizz hit the main stage of Folk Fest last night, and tomorrow they will be at the Alaskan. But today, they are here in the studio on the red carpet stage. All the way from Fairbanks, Carrie Seward and the Sizz.
Well, I was 3,000 miles away. If you want to know the truth, but I didn't know just how much it would sting when I heard you had a brand new squeeze. I was keeping you simmering on the back burner, baby. You got me on my knees, left my sandwich on the beach, just too far out of reach. I was out there honky tonk. She came along hungry with a napkin and a knife. Now you'll never be my one and only. Yodle, 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 yodle. Well, I've been around the world, and believe me, I looked. I never found a man as fine as you. Someone who loved me every night. Wake up singing and bring on the heating oil too. But she's got you now, got her claws in deep. And the worst part is you look pretty happy. But if I had a voodoo spell, even if I went to hell, make your eyes all doughy and sappy. For me, left my sandwich on the beach, just too far out of reach. I was at the honky tonk. Tell him you love him and get your budding girlfriend mum. Cause if you're out there gallivanting, know those ladies will be sniffing and the telephone and just don't reach around. If you want your tasty snack to be there when you get back, don't leave your sandwich on the beach. Left my sandwich on the beach, just too far out of reach. Talking, not paying attention, and I left you all delicious and lonely. She came along hungry with a napkin and a knife. Now you'll never be my one and only. Yodle, 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 yodle,
That's Carrie Seward and the Sizz right here on Juno Afternoon during Folk Fest Week. Why don't you all come over here and sit on the microphones? Gonna cheese chat, yeah, D. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you all here in the studio today. You've already been rocking the Folk Fest already. You've done a gig last night, right? You did the main stage last night. How did that go, Carrie?
It was amazing. The audience here in Juno is just, it's such a huge audience in the hall, and they're just paying so much attention. It's so different than like a bar, you know, it's like a listening room setting, but in a concert hall.
Yeah.
So it's really beautiful. That's the kind of gigs I'm trying to go towards is, you know, concert halls, listening rooms, where people can really hear my lyrics and relax into the music. And I don't feel like it has to be louder to, like, make an impact. Like, it can just be itself and make an impact without cranking up the volume.
I love that. We'll get into the music a little bit because I know I have this cool album here that you did, Born on Saturday Night, Carrie Seward. It's out on vinyl.
You can at Downtown Disc.
At Downtown Disc, right here in Junotown, so you can get that. But why don't you introduce the Sizz for me, Carrie?
This is Amanda Bent, who plays the bass, my collaborator. We wrote the Honky Tonk musical together out there, Honky Tonkin'.
With
Riesa Rose Harris, wrote the music. And we've been playing together a really long time. And then Kendra Calhoun has been my friend forever, but just started playing bass with drums with me like a year ago. And they're the Sizz. There's more Sizz sometimes. Sometimes it's Sizzier.
But the Sizz can be as many Sizzes as it wants to be.
Yeah,
for sure. That's great. Mm-hmm. That's so good. And now, is this Kendra and... And Amanda, is this your first time to Juno, or no? Have you been coming down to Folk Fest for years, or what?
Oh, yeah. I think this is my sixth Folk Fest.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is only my second.
Second.
Came last year and was blown away.
Yeah.
Well, we were all coming from Fairbanks last year, so it was fortuitous that I didn't have band to play with. I was going to play solo my gigs.
Okay.
And they were coming, and I was like, oh, band.
Right,
yeah, that's kind of how we got together, really.
Put it together. Like, it's funny how many bands started because of Folk Fest. It's like it becomes a conversation around Juno. I like to joke around like November, December. People get together. They're just having a drink or a coffee. And they're like, you know what we should do? We should get a band together for Folk Fest. And then 40 years later, they're still going.
Well, we heard Steady Going on the main stage at the Alaskan last night, and they started for last Folk Fest.
Yeah, they did.
And they are so awesome, so tight, touring all over Alaska.
Yeah, Quentin was on the show yesterday as his solo act, but then Lisa's been on the show before too, Lisa Denny, who make up two of the aspects of Steady Going, another local group here in Junotown, which is awesome. So let's talk a little bit about the music. So what was that song called?
That was Sandwich on the Beach.
Okay, Sandwich on the Beach. Is that on the new album?
It is not. It is on Spotify. It is everywhere that we stream on my album Pure Fiction, which is my first album.
Pure Fiction, okay.
2015.
Mm-hmm. Your first album, like, what is that, 11 years ago now?
I was going to do a 10th anniversary last year, and I forgot, so I might do an 11th.
Do an 11, why not? Because, you know, ours go to 11, right?
Yeah, because my amp goes to 11.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
It does.
I think you were saying this is your fifth album?
Fifth studio album.
Whoa. Yeah. And is that all original music, Carrie?
Yep.
Wow. So let's talk about that, because I know that's a struggle for people. A lot of people get together in a band, they start doing covers, and then they dabble in songwriting. But has it always been something that you wanted to do or just have been doing just naturally?
Well, ever since I was a child, I just sing songs like literally all the time. My dad called me a songbird. He'd be like, I would have to like get you to be quiet sometimes. So I knew that I had a lot of songs that I wanted to write and sing, and I wanted to write my own songs that would perfectly suit my voice, because I just felt like there was a thing about when you write the song and then you sing the song that you wrote, it's, you know, custom. It's custom made for you and the way you sing. So I was attracted to that, but I couldn't speak musician very well. I was in like children's choir, and I played piano and things and viola growing up, but I couldn't put them all together into like a bigger understanding of music theory.
Mm.
And I couldn't like translate what I knew about the piano into the guitar yet because I didn't play guitar. So I decided I needed to learn how to play the guitar in order to have a band and speak to the band.
Mm.
Because, you know, we know each other from theater.
Yeah.
Theater doesn't ever pay any money. And music pays a little bit of money sometimes. So I was like, well, maybe if I do music, I'll make money.
We're all better off than poets, though.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
By far.
Poets make like $0.
Yeah. Playwright is like just above.
Yeah, just above that, yeah.
But rock musician, like, just supply and demand. There's a lot of bars that need music all the time.
Mm.
Like, theaters, you get a couple shows a year. It's just... it's a different scale.
Yeah,
it's a different
scale.
Economy. So I was like, I wanted a band. So my ex-boyfriend left me a guitar and moved away. And I was like, oh, okay, I should
this learn is how the to tool. Play that. So, yeah.
So I learned how to play the guitar. And then basically as soon as I knew like four chords, I was like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
And then I just started writing songs. So
I see. Okay.
I've written a bunch of songs with not that many chords. But yeah. I'm learning a couple more chords these days.
But, so. You know, I mean, isn't it like Ed Sheeran showed how you can, like, all the songs are basically the same three or
yep.
four chords, right?
Yeah, I think much, even yeah. people have seen that before Ed Sheeran. But.
Yeah, it's true, for sure. He's the most recent.
I think I get a lot of mileage. And, you know, like, three chords on the truth, like, it's kind of true, you know, mm-hmm. because the other musicians can add the transition chords and stuff and, like, fancy it up, but you the bones of the song are,
yeah. Yeah.
are the basic chords of the key. So like, yeah, you can make a lot of songs with simple chords.
Now you mentioned like the listening room style versus like a lot of bars are hiring bands to play music, but sometimes in a bar, you know, we've had some conversations with our other local musicians here too, like the idea of they specifically say, okay, this time at 7 o'clock at the bar is a listening room version of this because we know at 9 o'clock nobody's going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So is that something that you seek out because you do want people to like listen to the lyrics and understand the melody, whereas 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, people are a little more wild in the bar. They're not so much paying attention. They're talking, and you become like background music.
Well, it's also, I mean, it's really fun to rock. It's yeah. really fun to play late and
it's
loud.
It's super fun to rock and get people hyped up.
Yeah, yeah. And make it about the dancing.
Yeah, it's more about the energy.
But then it's about the vibes and the energy and not so much the lyrics or anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, so it's two different gigs. It's two different vibes.
I mean, it'd be great if it could be both, if at all possible. Good sound, and you can also be loud and make noise.
Sound, then
if you have a good sound, then you can do listen. Pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Do you play, like, do you choose, like, if you know you're going to be going on at a certain time, do you choose the different songs that might be, like, crowd favorites kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. I have the, like, set to play in the daytime at the fair in the park. And then I have the very late night set and then, like, the in-between set. Like, yeah. We
That's
curate.
Really cool.
The clean and the dirty.
We curate right, the clean and the dirty.
Yeah. So, Amanda, how long have you been rocking the bass?
Let's see. Since, like, geez, must be 2001.
Oh, wow.
Something
okay.
Like that. Yeah.
A while. Why did you choose the bass, or did it choose you?
It chose me. How did I get? I got this bass that was in like every band. Like everybody who had it had a band. It was in like the Bumpin' Uglies, which is like the worst name for a band ever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then like a bunch of other bands. And then it was my bass. I played with this one group that was like a husband and wife, you know, and they just needed a bass. So I was like, yeah, sure.
And you just got.
Because I played the guitar already before that.
Well, here's what I say, Amanda. I always say that the coolest person in the band is usually the bass player.
So why, thank you.
Is that back there with your shades and your cigarette, just like, you know, doing the thing?
Well,
making
bass,
it happen.
You get to it's like it's really fun because you're like you're in charge of kind of the harmony of. Everything.
Yeah, you're keeping the beat, you're keeping the beat,
yeah. And like leaving the space, filling
right.
in the space,
right?
But grounding the harmony is really what it's all
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that's so cool. And what about you, Kendra? How long have you been banging on the drums?
I am a new drummer. I guess I've been playing drums seriously maybe for the last year or two. My brother was a drummer, and so I would sneak into his room and play his drums. Yeah, when I was a little kid, and so it's kind of stuck with me. I actually play the guitar and I sing, but I really secretly have wanted to be a drummer for a long, long time. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Dreams can come true.
And you were playing cajon today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we can't really, we could fit a drum set in here, I guess, but it would be a little more complicated and loud.
Yeah.
For our
and also that's what fit in our car, because we drove.
Yeah, we drove here. So.
Right. So. You did you take the ferry down?
We did.
Yeah.
It was so amazing.
Wow, what a great trip.
Yeah,
it was
fantastic.
Really fun.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
And have you all lived in Fairbanks? I know Carrie and I, like she said, we go way back. I know Carrie's been up in Fairbanks for a long time, but have you all been up there too for a long time?
Since 96.
96.
I've been there since 2000.
2000. So, okay. What keeps you in Fairbanks?
Good question.
1980.
Okay.
They're both like,
Not much after the coldest winter.
Was it cold? I mean, we had the snowiest record here.
We had the ninth snowiest winter, but we had the coldest winter.
The coldest ever.
Since they've been tracking.
Because it can get down to like minus like stuff, right? Like minus 60, 40, minus
70. Minus stuff, he says.
Yeah. Minus stuff.
It was below zero for 154 days.
What?
It was minus 47
I might be wrong.
For over 30, I think it was 40 below for over 30 days.
But then in the summer, you get these beautiful summers too, right? You get like 90 degrees.
Unless the fires come.
Yeah.
Well, you're holding down the fort in Fairbanks. I love it. I love that music is happening in Fairbanks. I love that original music is happening in Fairbanks.
It is. There's tons of musicians. We kind of had a venue dilemma for a few years, but actually this year it seems like a lot of venues are coming back.
Nice.
I think people are just deciding that, whatever, we don't care about ASCAP, we're going to have bands anyway.
Nice. Yeah. And so what's the schedule for the rest of the week for Carrie Seward and the Sizz? Where else are you going to be this week?
Well, tonight, these guys are in Three Chord Ho, and that's at 8 o'clock at the Alaskan.
8 o'clock at the Alaskan, and you're going to be on KXLL this afternoon.
Yeah,
right next
door
here on our sister station at 4, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and that is, you know, Fairbanks punk rock.
Awesome.
That'd be awesome. And then tomorrow, 8:30, we're at the Alaskan.
Okay.
And these guys are in Jazam. So at 9:30, they're on the main stage.
Wow, you're just everywhere.
We're at 10:30, yeah.
10:30 on the main stage. So I'll have a different band for the second half of my set at the Alaskan.
Okay.
And then 4 o'clock on Sunday.
4 o'clock on Sunday, and then our me and her are also in an Irish band with another sizzler called County Dongle, and we're all going to be here.
Yeah,
but we don't have a
County Dongle
gig, but it's like an Irish rock.
We're
band.
Planning some gigs up by the Whale if anyone wants to.
Yeah, we're gonna. Dongle. Oh yeah, we're gonna summon the seals with our horns. Yeah.
We did last year. We played on the dock, and the seals came to see us.
I love it. I don't know how many bands you're in, but that was a lot. I can't count up that high.
It's a few.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But can we get another number from y'all as we go out for this segment today? It'd be great to hear one more song from Carrie Seward and the Sizz. As Carrie mentioned, they'll be at the Alaskan tomorrow night, and then looks like they're going to be all around. Three Chord Ho tonight on the main stage tonight?
The Alaskan
mm-hmm.
tonight. We're going to be annihilating that place.
Annihilating the place.
We're going to annihilate it.
I love it. That's so good. What's this song going to be called, Carrie?
This is Didn't Have a Problem. This one's for my dad.
This one's for your dad. Okay, this is Carrie Seward and the Sizz on Juno Afternoon.
The driver smelled like pee so bad that I had to roll down the window as I went right down to the bottom of his troubled, broken soul. He couldn't get back on the highway, just trying to keep the lights on. Cold beer, his only goal, and I know that look. Seen those eyes, I know. 'Cause we didn't have a problem.
Yeah, Carrie Seward and the Sizz here on Juno Afternoon. You can find more of Carrie's music online on all the streaming platforms, as well as follow her on Instagram at Carrie Seward Music. Gonna the cheese for being here today. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. So tomorrow on the show, singer-songwriter Willie Carlisle is going to be here. He's the guest artist for the 51st Annual Folk Festival. And he did a little primer with KTO's Yvonne Crumry back in early March on his thoughts about what makes the Folk Fest so special. This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO.
Them coals are turning bright red, firewood's in the truck bed, river's running low this time of.
And you were in Juneau for Alaska Folk Fest in 2019. What drew you to apply to do that and to come up and perform?
I ran into the Alaskans at the Folk Alliance conference. They were so rowdy and welcoming. It just felt like the stars aligned and I could make it to this amazing community event. By community event, I mean like most of the people are just there to share with each other. And that's a model for a folk festival that I kind of think that the rest of the world could learn something from.
And so I'm wondering, like, what is it like for you to come back to Juneau for Folk Fest after 7 years? And I know things have probably changed for you in your life. And what does that mean to you?
Boy, for one thing, it's just a dream come true. The idea that I can come back in this capacity is a little overwhelming and something I want to do right by. I want to try to take opportunities like the Alaska Folk Festival to like break the mold a little bit, to be a part of reigniting folk music's like activistic edge, but also to just stay a perpetual learner and to stay curious, because I'll admit right now that I'm intimidated by the level of picking that I heard, at the very least. I've got some things to learn from guitar players and banjo players and fiddle players all over, you know, too.
On your newest album, there are some old school sounding folk and country songs about people who don't often make it into those kind of stories, like Big Butt Billy.
Well, good God almighty, hell, Satan, I've never seen a finer they them than Big Butt Billy.
What do you think of expanding the cast of characters in the genres you work in?
I could have a career where I could just try to pass as straight and someone who did not care, but that would feel so horribly dishonest that it would really be me harming myself. And I've already done that, and I'm not interested in it. And frankly, I don't understand how artists are not vocal about things. I don't understand how they get up in the morning, and I don't have a lot in common with them.
In an interview, you said a folk singer should be a dreamer with a long memory. And I'm wondering, how do you think the moments that we're living through right now are adding to that long memory and influencing your music?
I think that folk music is a part of acknowledging, and not just acknowledging, but performing the dialectical materials of the people that have struggled to get us where we are today. Right? I don't just mean strictly protest music. I mean your grandmother singing a little song while she's washing the dishes is a part of the history of that like unacknowledged, unaccounted for work that we can acknowledge by living traditions in our bodies with each other. When I say a dreamer with a long memory, what I mean is a dream deep enough to be compassionate to people that are no longer here, to listen to the ghostly voices that labored, worked, procreated, you know, loved, hated, and scrubbed and toiled to get us here, but also to have a memory long enough to attach those dreams to reality, to our current lived scenario.
Yeah, they say the pay is prime time, much better than a cop. Surely better than a teacher in the cities where they stomp on the necks of those who came here with a prayer or with a dream, than those that seek asylum from unjust regimes. They'll terrorize our cities till we stand right where she stood. History will tell the story. They were evil. She was good.
That was Willie Carlisle in a feature from Yvonne Crumney. Willie joins us tomorrow on Juno Afternoon for some live music and conversation. This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO.
Support from Hanson Gress. Seeking curious people who like technology, network engineering, and customer support. Opportunities for those who thrive on problem solving. Details at hansongress.com/careers.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union, a member-owned financial cooperative offering checking and savings accounts, loans, and digital financial services. In Juno at 8585 Old Dairy Road in the K Plaza and at tongassfcu.com, federally insured by NCUA. This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO. This Friday, the Juno Human Rights Commission is hosting Dr. Judith Clark for a town hall discussion on fostering safety, dignity, and human rights out at the UAS Egan Lecture Hall. It's this Friday, April 10th at 5:30 p.m. You can find the Juno Human Rights Commission on Facebook. And on Monday, Air Jazz will give a talk at Sea Alaska called Modern Village. He joins us next on Juno Afternoon for some music and conversation. But first, let's do a callback that's relevant in a past Tlingit Word of the Week.
You're listening to KTOO's Tlingit Word of the Week. The word this week is s'acht.
S'acht.
That means devil's club. And here are some sentences. It's like medicine when we see devil's club.
S'acht. And I think it's...
Devil's club bark has sharp things around it.
Yeah, it's a nail. It's s'acht.
It's good the way you worked on some of the Devil's Club. People work on Devil's Club to make medicine. They made Devil's Club into what will become medicine. Ganesh Chish to Chune Lance Twitchell, Gold Belt Heritage Foundation, and the University of Alaska Southeast for this audio. And come back next week for another KTOO Tlingit Word of the Week.
Hashuka tashuka yakudat dakuda lingitunda tane ka kasakan ka tashan ka renach ayu you ikian uhan ka 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 at kadunik da kat you on awer a kaye city kakakh yuh tangi guske kwani tunde tani ayadati kucha adende ayane gutu jins achting git kakakh gaun jinna yidak ku ajawasa kutu city akakh kakakh ulagau hakusti yi hadach khanhi hastu ya ak ya guksatak ya guksatak khega slingit awewa e Slingit kainach yak e awe Yadu khat hashuka tashuka yakudat ak kwananikak khanhini plek acht acht wekuwa kante yika uja wudene wuja tursle an haka tursle an hasha kusachan acht wekuwa kante yika Ja wudne wudja Tursle an haka Tursle an hasha kusachan Plesh kwasa nechj Wega nach teiri atki Kagunas tish khat shoyi neyi Ach kasha de nakhi Plesh kwasa nechj
This is Juno Afternoon from your listener-supported public media station, KTOO. I am your host, Boston Christopher, and that right there was a little air jazz with some new music, and he joins us now in the studio to chat music and his upcoming talk on Monday, April 13th at noon as part of the Sea Alaska Heritage Spring Lecture Series. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you here. Wasiyati, how are you, man?
I'm really thankful to be here, man. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. It's so cool. So, yeah, you sent me some newer tracks that you had. We have some in the system. We got some of your older stuff. I can't wait to upload these so we have them in there to play. So tell me a little bit about that song. I played the Tlingit Word of the Week because that song is called...
Sucht.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah, yeah. The song based on our Devil's Club salve, also known as Alaskan ginseng.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to commemorate that because I know that it's a substance that brings us together through medicine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's something that heals our people, especially those who suffer from ailments, from cancer, and also those that just are looking for something to cure their skin in a more natural way.
Oh, yeah. I've used Devil's Club a lot.
Yeah, man. It is the go-to for our people. Shout out to all of Southeast using the Devil's Club.
Love it. And so, and you have been making music for how long now, Air Jazz?
I have been recording music for about 11 years now.
11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I remember some of those early videos that you had out. Those were so fun. And it just sort of, it seems to have taken off from there. And it just becomes like your thing, man. It's just so cool.
Absolutely. I think the big takeoff for me was back in 2018 when I got to work with Tlingit and Haida for the first time.
Mm.
And we put out that song, Ixachanachquan,
yep.
I Love You, My People.
You know,
smoking the fat pounds of salmon, picking blueberries.
Yeah.
That was all thanks to Tlingit and Haida. So big shout out to them for that.
That's awesome. And I know you were part of Ock Rock. You did a bunch of stuff. You've done many concerts and collaborations over the years. It's so cool. So tell me, how does it work for you in terms of, like, when you come up with, do you come up with like the lyrics first, or do you like pick a beat first, or how do you work?
Yeah, that tends to vary. I think when I write songs that are mostly in Tlingit Yucatungi, I'm thinking about the words before the sound.
Okay.
And then when I write in English, I'm thinking about the sound before the words.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I know a lot of our Tlingit OGs, they speak the language and it has its own type of communication that you can't put into English.
Right.
And that's why I think of the story more when I speak Tlingit, because that pops in my head a lot more than just the production.
I see. And I know your stuff seems to kind of have not a slower beat to it, but it's definitely a more chill vibe. And I feel like, especially when you're doing in Tlingit, it's probably a little bit easier to rap that way, right? Because it gets a little tough.
Yeah, you know, us the chill cat, we all just like to speak fluently and slower.
Yeah.
And that's really the chill part of our personalities.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. I love that. So before I'm going to play another song here in a second. I want to just mention this talk that you're doing on Monday called Modern Village. Tell me a little bit about what you're going to be talking about on Monday.
Yeah, so on Monday over in the Clan House at SHI, I wanted to bring up modern artists who are indigenous here in Southeast who incorporate both their older familial music and their newer hip-hop music together that kind of fuse the two. And there's many good examples of that, such as Clan 907, as well as T-Loke, Two Essentials, and Brother Buffalo.
Yeah, and and those are some of those are live here, right?
Indeed, some of them are locals, some of them are in Anchorage and Seattle, and we're still just all this stretch of Southeast natives that are representing.
Yeah. And you were part of the hip hop night that happened last night.
Indeed, It was a really turned night. We had just killer performances from everybody. Amazing DJ Sean Hemp, who did a fantastic job with all of our music. Yeah. It really was an honor over at the Saloon.
It's really cool. Like, it's what Folkfest, you know, has become as a base, and then outside of that, all these other genres, styles, kinds of music, people, and the cross collaboration and cross pollination that happens from that, and probably like collabs probably could happen from that too.
Oh,
right?
Most def, yeah. If we were to fuse our ideas together, we can have a Tlingit, a Haida, and a Tsimshian all on the same track, representing the Southeast sound.
Oh, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sitting here with Air Jazz. We are just chilling in the studio, listening to some of his new tunes. I'm going to play another one here. I think I'm going to play Taku Funk Master. Mm-hmm. I think I like that one.
Yeah, Taku Funk.
Yeah,
for sure.
Tell me a little bit about this before we play it.
Yeah, so this one's essentially my take on funk music, which is a more southern hip hop style. They incorporate like slower hip hop drums, some 808s and cowbells in their music. I wanted to do a little bit of a jazzier, more smooth version of that genre to represent the northern version of it.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's check out Taku Funk Master right here on Juno Afternoon from K2O. This is Air Jazz.
Listen to that Taku Funk, cruising on canoe through sound while crunk. Siyongun and Huna, ah shucks. Love all you, we got the tunes. Biodiversity, drive over currency. Feels like eternity, ride on tides for mercy. Sakai's got mercury, lost our rights, it hurts to see. On the emergency, don't rock ice for courtesy. Nation reborn once more, after blood war. Humanity ends all gore. It for what happens next? Some captains trek to other orbs, make mass effect, lack respect, get wrecked by xenomorphs. This world was made for us, all of these rainforests. Let's keep it round then, race with an island tortoise. Comets a light show, rain in the angel stardust. Not caring if we're lordless, still thanking Raven for us. This world was made for us, all of these rainforests. Let's keep it round then, race with an island tortoise. Comets a light show. Rain in the angel stardust, not caring if we're lordless, still thanking Raven for us. Let that Taku funk you up, let that Taku funk you up. Till we fade away, just take the pain away. Yeah, let that Taku funk you up. That Taku funk you up, that Taku funk you up. Till we fade away, let's make a change today. Light up the dark continuum. Was lost in the gym, my car's in the gym. Oxygen gone, finishing, talk to the gym. Fade to oblivion, this way that we're living in. Apes in the billions, slaves in space were minions. Payank affiliates and tax 80 millions. Face hate opinions, still claim natives Indians. Aliens winning wins, sapiens just can't begin. Keep acting silly and I'm mad as they will really end. Earth life so toxic and microcosmic. Someone must leave a mark for life forms off grid. Earth life so toxic and microcosmic. Someone must leave a mark for life forms off grid. If humankind's never meant to be unified, destined for future time of hell descent, you and I present ourselves to newer kinds who will rule the tribes of euthanize. Plant roots and vines, we're servants with your music vibes. Let that Taku funk you up. Let that Taku funk you up. Till we fade away, just take the pain away. Yeah, let that Taku funk you up. That Taku funk you up. That Taku funk you up. Till we fade away, let's make a change today. Light up the dark continuum.
Yeah, let the taku funk you up, right? This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO. I'm in the studio with Air Jazz, a local artist, and he has some new tunes we're sharing here on Juno Afternoon. During Folk Fest Week, there was a hip-hop night last night that happened that was awesome. The music has been such a variety the last couple years all over Juno. And on Monday, Air Jazz is going to be doing a talk at the Klan House at Sea Alaska Heritage at the Wattle Sobolev building on April 13th at noon. So once you get your Folk Fest hangover done on Sunday night, wake up by noon, go listen to Air Jazz talk about Modern Village. So tell me a little bit more about what you're going to be talking about on Monday. What are you looking at in terms of that, the kind of work that you really want to highlight on Monday?
Yeah, I really want to help arrange some workshops for our youth who I know are all rising musicians and want to have a platform and a place to record. And I know that we have some talented audio engineers and producers here in town that mm-hmm. would love to work with new talent.
Yeah.
And especially in the Native community, we could have the Sea Alaska Heritage workshop taken up by so many new singers, songwriters, rappers. And I think if we were to bring that together with more traditional Native dance group music, then that can be the new wave of new songs that we can even use for celebration.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like I know Kune, he himself had crafted a song, and he now has made it copyright-free so that anyone can sing it, no matter what group they're from.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I think doing a lot more of that for our people would be really useful.
That's really cool. So when you take a song like that song we just heard, Taku Funk Master, or I guess it's Taku Funk.
Yeah,
Master
Taku
is like the actual name that
yeah,
you sent me because it's the master of the thing.
Sure,
yeah, so it's Taku Funk. I was like, maybe you're the Taku Funk Master, but it's really Taku Funk. I get it. Thank you for sending the track. I'll make sure to name it right when we put it in the system.
Oh, good.
But when you do something like that, and I'm just curious, like, from when you first started to now, like, are you doing all that audio, and how are you accomplishing that? Are you using, like, and what have you learned over the time? Like, obviously, it feels like it's gotten a little more sophisticated. Like, mm-hmm. you probably have learned some tools and tricks and things to figure out how to get these beats laid down. Like,
for
tell
sure.
me a little bit about your process of laying down the music.
Yeah, so now when I'm making my own projects, I do both synth work, where I'm just using MIDI melodies that I write myself, mm-hmm. and I'm also using old jazz samples from, like, 40, 50 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm taking those samples, and I'm flipping them to fit more of a hip-hop sound.
Okay.
And I only chop out little bits and pieces of a song so that it creates this whole composition put together.
I see. All right. And how long does it take you to make a song like Taku Funk?
Usually it takes about 4 days of crafting
yeah.
and then 1 day of recording.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. And you're doing this all on a computer?
Yeah, all on my MacBook. And I even have my audio engineer, Josh LaBoca. Yeah. I go to his studio, and it's also just all computers and programs.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you're out in nature, when you're out on the land, does something happen for you? Like, do you hear a beat in your head and, like, do you, like, speak it into your phone? Like, you know, or what
yeah.
do you do when you get an idea when you're out taking a walk or whatever?
That's legitimately how it goes. I'll take a walk out to the glacier, and as soon as this vocal melody or chorus idea comes to mind, I just have my phone out and voice memo record it.
Wow.
Yeah, because something as simple as a walk in nature has you completely changing how you hear music
mm-hmm.
and how you hear sonic identity.
Yeah, so I mean, it's so cool to sort of take, like, this genre of music, apply it to sort of being indigenous here in Southeast, and then also connecting it to the land. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, there's something really cool about that. And your music sort of has that, sort of all those themes running through it, which I just think is awesome.
Thank you, man. Yeah.
So this talk on Monday that you're doing, it's at the Klan House at the Walter Sobolev building. If you can't make it on Monday at noon, they usually record these and put it up on the Sea Alaska Heritage YouTube. I just want to
mm-hmm.
make sure that we mention that.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to play at least one more song, if not two. We might go out with one that I really love. But I think I want to play this one, which is it's a little bit shorter. But this is Wolves Have Spirits. Can
mm-hmm.
we check this one out?
Yeah, absolutely, man. This song is dedicated to both Romeo the Wolf and also all of our missing murdered people. I would like to think of them as a spiritual wolf pack that can come back together even in the land of the dead.
I love that. It's Air Jazz here on Juno Afternoon. This is Wolves Have Spirits.
Romeo's pack of kin, show us the past again. Reliving classic times, homeopathic zen. The photographic mems, home in Alaskan, sit at the baskin. Chilling homies with masks and skins. Pass the testing, a casted raven spell. The everlasting access haven realm. A pacifist just relaxing, plain of cells. Ancestors resting, clan houses safe from hell. Flinged in Hyda, a queendom combined now. Got kings of the jungle. People that lie on, building empire, share blankets with Ina, vest from my uncles, no trinket designs, yo. That black magic wolf roams our Alaskan gold, he purifies minds and enchants our mask and soul. A free thinker with a conscience, he'll continue on this journey to our calmness, non-existence.
Romeo's reappearance, black wolf pack, all missing spirits, bless souls, pass on, feel the purest. Unrested absence, y'all can hear us. Romeo's reappearance, black wolf pack, all missing spirits. Bless souls, pass on, feel the purest. Unrested absence, y'all can hear us.
From Mendenhall Towers, down to Nugget Falls, howls. Our friends with all the powers, Romeo and down howls. We're sending y'all flowers, the ethanol downers. Must develop wildflowers to prevent a world of towers. Recollect the Huna shamans, medicine into my diamonds. Level-headed, bougie to uncommon. Luna shining, we can move through islands. Cut off all the goblins, got nothing in common. We want the finest home, fly up to our sky world. A light show, white as snow, bright as shiny pearls. We're diamond ghosts, wealth to mind and soul, nice swirls. We're isotopes, bright kaleidoscopes, icy twirls. Our legacy will continue. New heroine, old feral queen, she lives within you. Inheriting a keratin, you heal what she's been through. Your era brings good energy, a system that is immune to issues.
Romeo's reappearance, black wolf pack, all missing spirits. Bless souls, pass on, feel the purest. Unrested absence, y'all can hear us. Romeo's reappearance, black wolf pack, all missing spirits. Bless souls, pass on, feel the purest.
Unrested. That's Wolves Have Spirits from Air Jazz, who's sitting with me here in the studio. Air Jazz is going to be talking on Monday at Sea Alaska Heritage, Walter Soboleff Building in the Clan House, doing a talk called Modern Village. Go check that out at noon on Monday. You can also catch Air Jazz on, you're on all the streaming services.
That is correct.
You're on all the streaming services. And you putting all this together in an album?
Mm-hmm.
Sometime soon. When are you dropping it?
Yeah. So by early August, I will be dropping a new project, full-length LP.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And some of the songs you've heard are just singles leading up to it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
So there will be some brand new tracks no one's even heard yet that I haven't released.
I love that. And where do we follow you at? What's the best place to follow you? You got a website, or are you on Instagram? Where do we follow
you? Yeah, you can hit me up on Instagram, any other social media, Facebook. And of course, you can go on my Spotify and follow me there to see all my latest uploads.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Air Jazz, thank you so much for chilling with us this afternoon. I really appreciate it. We're going to go out today with another track from Air Jazz, and it is, this is chill. This is definitely a chill vibe song. I love this. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you being on Juno Afternoon today. Gunath Cheesh for being here.
Gunath Cheesh Achuni.
This is Tranquility from Air Jazz. Follow him on all the socials. Go see him live, too. Go see him live.
Faux show.
This is Juno Afternoon.
Tranquility is a powerful thing, man. You'll achieve it. You just gotta die first.
I'ma say, namaste, my mistake. Do not resuscitate, cause I don't wanna stay. Namaste, I'ma say, namaste, honestly. I've gone astray, he's lost his way. Yet the ancestors still with me. So I've achieved tranquility. I just gained inability.
tranquility. I have complete tranquility.
It's blissful here, crystal clear as a pure stream. We disappear, dismissal of fear, your dream. A free spirit who steers clear of the fury. I feel curious, it's queer, yet it cures me. Gave for my blessings, I'm positive destined. Being courageous, contagious, I'm positive testing. Deposited checks into my check-in, I reckon. My life's been directed by economic monarchs in heaven. Although I don't have a soul, just got life insurance. I'm making waves, riding currents. Dying sure is just on the surface. In no rush, it's lush, I have no sense of time. A loss of consciousness is thoughtless as end to mine. You've left your eyes, and without that lens, you're blind. You've gone forever. Sorry, my darling Clementine. God let me know. She's the cosmos for show. So we're all alone. I don't want to go home. I glide into the twilight zone of purple. Slow.
I'ma say, namaste, my mistake. Do not resuscitate, cause I don't want to stay. Namaste, I'ma say, namaste. Honestly, I've gone astray. He's lost his way. The ancestors still with me, so I've achieved tranquility. I just gained an ability. I have complete tranquility.
State of nirvana, wave surfing my pride. It's nothing is on, whoo, it's happiness time. Heroin on the ceiling, watching tight how you live. Now it's got you leaning like a knife in the ribs. Hey, namaste. My mistake, I'ma say, a stray ain't bad, it all depends how you were living. Look, what if you were living, getting stomped on by the system? Listen, what if now that system stopped the beat and lived the rhythm, huh? That's how we live in, talking, don't resuscitate. Tranquility comes in many forms, now acclimate, yeah. Have some faith, gravitate and mitigate. I wanna stay, I wanna play, I found a way, now come this way now. Hey, yeah. Now come this way now, yeah. Look, now come this way now, yeah. Huh, now come this way now. Hey, yeah, it's namaste.
Namaste, namaste, my mistake. Do not resuscitate, cause I don't wanna stay. Namaste, I'ma say, namaste. Honestly, I've gone astray. He's lost his way, yet the ancestors still with me. So I've achieved tranquility. I just gained an ability. I have complete tranquility.
Thank you.